Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Police have released surveillance video of six suspects who they say threw a drink at and then assaulted two people earlier this month in Center City. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the story.
Officials say it happened around 10:45 p.m. on June 12th on the 1500 block of Chestnut Street when the male suspects threw a fountain drink up in the air, spraying the victims. Philadelphia Police Captain Jason Smith says words were exchanged, but the suspects followed the two people for one city block until they stopped outside of the Ritz-Carlton.
And that's when one of the offenders began assaulting one of the complainants, and then the entire group joined in on the assault. One of the offenders is observed grabbing a window washer's pole, and then he begins swinging it at one of the victims and striking. At one point, he strikes the victim in the back of his head.
Smith says both people were taken to the hospital in stable condition, and the man who was hit needed staples to close a deep wound. Surveillance video released by Philly police shows the six male suspects walking down the street.
Anyone who would recognize any of these offenders is urged to please call Central Detectives at 215-686-0903.
The video and photos can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. The Chester County District Attorney's Office says it's too early in the investigation to know exactly what prompted a 31-year-old to carry a concealed handgun to the No Kings rally in Westchester earlier this month. But after 13 pipe bombs were found in that man's home, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwer tells us they're asking for the public's help in understanding the Malvern man's motives.
Chester County DA Christopher DeBorena-Sorobi credits the member of the public who alerted police to 31-year-old Kevin Krebs as he approached the Westchester No Kings rally on June 14th with a concealed handgun, several clips of ammunition, and a bayonet.
So on one hand, we're trying to balance rights versus is this an act of terrorism versus is this someone who's fascinated with explosives, right? And that's why we want to be fair to everyone.
Krebs was initially charged with carrying a concealed firearm without a license and released on bail, telling police and the FBI he wanted to protest peacefully but also wanted to remain safe. That bail was revoked and Krebs remains in custody after 13 pipe bombs were found in the Malvern home he shares with his brother.
Dave Miranda-Sorobi says they have not found a manifesto or any pre-written plans, and Krebs' family tells authorities he's on the autism spectrum. Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection has issued a code orange air quality alert for the Philadelphia area and surrounding counties Tuesday. Officials saying it's due to high ozone levels expected in the afternoon from temperatures nearing triple digits. Young children, the elderly, and those with respiratory problems are especially vulnerable to the effects of air pollution and are advised to limit outdoor activities. As the heat blazes and the thermometers soar, so are energy prices. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with a statewide environmental advocacy organization about the best practices for lowering costs.
The AC is cranked on high these days, and our bills will show it. Pennsylvania has seen rising energy costs over the past few years, and Penn Future is advocating for cost-saving solutions. Campaigns Director Annie Regan.
As of right now, our grid is mostly made up of natural gas and fossil fuel plants, and so we've seen that it is not a reliable source, and it's not the cheapest.
Regan says there needs to be an emphasis on cleaner, more affordable, cheaper energy resources. Right now, there's a six-bill plan supported by Governor Shapiro that she says could possibly help lower energy bills, but the hope is that it prioritizes energy efficiency, measures renewable energy generation, and grid modernization.
That's something that we've been advocating for. There is a backlog of clean energy projects in the PJM queue that we are trying to reach out to state officials and folks at PJM to really prioritize these projects.
Reagan says heat waves disproportionately affect lower income and elderly residents. The city is taking steps to beef up the ranks of career and technical education teachers by helping to pay for their certifications. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Philadelphia Career and Technical Education, or CTE, teachers have to pay for their certification courses out of pocket, and it's not cheap. The city is stepping in to help. City Council Majority Leader Catherine Gilmore Richardson Monday said the city was budgeting $500,000 to help the district's 160 vocational education teachers pay for their state-required credential courses.
The $500,000 is what we could justify for the ask in the budget, knowing that the courses at Temple University started around $2,256 per course.
She made the announcement at Swenson Arts and Technology High School Monday on the first day of the district's summer programs. Culinary arts teacher Jessica Lawyer planned to take advantage of the city help as she completes her certification courses.
I think it'll be a great incentive to retain teachers and also to have teachers want to come from the industry into the field of CTE education.
Gilmore Richardson said Philadelphia was one of the few Pennsylvania districts that does not pay for the CTE credential courses. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.